Blog Talk Radio.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever.
How can we live our life? How can we rely on future when we know what's going on this day? When we clearly see the leader's mentality becomes political brutality. Now it clearly seems that we've got no chance of change. Got no love, so whom am I to blame? How can we stay calm? How can we always fight? How can we kill our brothers when we know we've got the same old blood? When we clearly see the hatred and vanity becomes the sickness of society. Now it clearly seems that we've got no sense of shame. Got no love, so whom am I to blame? Trust our nature when we spoil it with our own bare hands. When we clearly see the freedom and unity slowly fade into obscurity. Now it clearly seems that we've got no one to blame. Tell me, won't you give a helping hand?
Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth every one speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace, 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 peace.
I say give unto Rastafari, O mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
My advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Yamana ya bingi wa yase, Eli, Selassie. When I say greetings in the name of His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie, you know. Initial fundamental freedom redemption black international reformation. 7/9/1321. My Iowa. No one knows to Babylon they're going down. The ice thunder roll. We're moving in and now the lion roar. I see them crumbling. See the wicked from a distance. Clear my path from the top. Strong wind blow. With all I don't give them heart. And the present they bring, they could never repay for the youth healing. Oh, them a weak heart. The lights in the dark eye. More you live, more you learn. Emmanuel thunder roll. Moving in and now the lion roar, see them crumbling, see them distance. Clear my path from the top, strong wind blow. With all of the gifts they bought, from the present they bring, they could never repay for black people killing. All them are weak at let them the dark eye. More you live and more you learn. Then again, bring down Babylon now. Repatriation by any means, anyhow. If they promise to give a token, never bow. Many got talking all because they never know. The black redemption will forever grow. Save us for your pains and then you put us all low. Cause my brothers and the alien soul, they try to kill us, they put up the knowledge and the goal. I live, could never rub the soul. Due to myself, me and the African blood. Just to Babylon, never try to destroy the love. So long I've been away and seen a sinking of the mud. In Africa's progress, happy him does a strong man, them a figure budge. Marcus Garvey thunder roll, moving in, lion roar, and them go trembling. Go from a distance, clear my path from the top. Rasta wind blow, y'all give the bottom from the present they bring. They could never repay for black people killing. Now them a weak heart. Let's not the dark eye. The more they live, the more you learn. Then again, there is no more love from both mankind. Respect for the people, they leave it behind. More freedom, vanity, and them custom design. Negligence of your culture bring you down every time. I've always wanted you to rise and shine. Yes, black people, never you be sleeping in the eyes. Bless all the people you pass on the street side. We need to go and home away from parasites and scribes. I take with me the skill, man, the nation strife, and all the women who need to see their eyes. Now left out them black child. You see, said the black thunder all moving in, lion roar, and them got crumbling. Don't keep your distance. Clear my path from the top. Strong wind blown, with all of the gifts them bought.
man and the president, them a bring them food and them a reverse me fi black people killing. Aye, them a lurk in the dark. Me tell you say, the more you live, the more you learn. Babylon, you fi save off the wool from the sheep. Better send me shit them in a bungle and fleet. Better tell your informer them fi stop people. Fire upon the pastor, tell him what how him preach. Fire upon the soldier, fire upon police. Get the youth a set and the youth them a be set. Young get the youth them a fi rise from deep. The fire burn hot, redder than heap. Before you walk a bit.
Only the strong survive themselves. Weak heart dies in misery. Only the strong survive themselves. I don't wanna die in poverty. Shining bright.
yeah, the glory. A king shall know our champion. This year the glory, glory, glory that we yell. I let us see I am a cut and Emmanuel. If you don't love my people and me culture go to hell. Anyway me I go sing it and I ring it like a bell. Glory, glory, glory that we yell. I let us see I am a cut and Emmanuel. If you don't love my people and me culture go to hell. Anyway me I go sing it and I ring it like a bell. Every knee shall bow and tongue confess. I let us see I the mighty first. He guide we in a righteousness. Some other man will tell you any case. Every knee shall bow and tongue confess. I lift the lassie at the mighty first. He guide me in a righteousness. Some other man will tell you any case. This year the king, the prophet, and the higher priest. There is no better way for me to trample the beast. Me celebrate as your victory and Mussolini the great. The power of Selassie, I has no limit. Children, be ready for the emperor. Selassie is the conqueror. The people protector. He is our savior. Children, be ready for the emperor. Selassie is the conqueror. The people protector. He is our savior.
No one on your head. So you had the first one, I'm gonna fail him. Get your youth, hail him. Hail him. When I be hail him, I well, them couldn't hail him. When I say be hail him, say be hail him. Marcus Garvey get the vision and them jail him. When I say be hail him, say be hail him. No one can see the black star line as I'm sailing.
His Majesty, ruler of a Zion and His Majesty. Yo, bigger judgment again. Does a bless me with the glories and the powers of the whole world to see me. You're one and you're one, but for me, that just kill me. Bless up Zakana and the youth them from beginning. I yell up and they like I'm winning. Tell the youth them why I throw them black. I'm gonna tell them not to see me. Righteousness, them your people now go see me. We don't come out of the loose. With glory we have to win it. And yell his Majesty, man, well, yeah, yeah, man. Ah, hail him, hail him, hail him. When I be a celestial, I will not go fail him. When we just be hail him, hail him, hail him. Man, well, the high priest of goodness, all is that I can't get. Hail him, hail him, hail him. Marcus Garvey get the vision and then hail him. And your name, hail him, hail him, hail him. Now I can see the black star line as I'm sailing. All right. Rastafari is the truth, hey. Yes, the last God, give him the glory, give them the lesson from the root, hey. They can get him executed. We have to see the truth, they get the youth, them would have never seen youth, yeah. Them come rob and them come loot, and them come rape and them come shoot. Big and bless up, what a damn, bless up, it's the king of fire.
Kibur like Alu, Kibur like Densu.
Kibur l'k'alu, kibur l'dimtsu, kibur l'haylu. Glory to the word, glory be to the word. Glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kibur l'k'alu, kibur l'dimtsu, kibur l'haylu. Kibur l'abinu, l'melkenu, glory be to our Father and our King. Kibur l'abuna, l'ngusna. Like Adamawi Haile Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Be Shem Yeshua Ha Moshiach, in name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Be Getachna, Be Medchanatachin, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Amen. Shem Ha'av Wahabain Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this portion. For this portion. For this portion. For this portion. sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat. Shalom, 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 Shabbat shalom, yes I, for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Orach, 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 Sabbath, Korah, Sabbath, Baalhead, 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 Sabbath, Orach, Sabbath, cold, right, cold, Baalhead, the meaning of the name Korach, Korach. Get into that as I and I move forward. But here, 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 here. Give ear right here, 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 here. This first Aliyah, 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 Aliyah for Shabbat, Korach, Senbet Korei. Meshem ha'ab v'habein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahweh echad. First Aliyah, the Rishon Aliyah, for this 38th sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding for this Shabbat strong. Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahat ben Lewi with Datan wa Abiram b'nei Eliab with On ben Pelet b'nei Reuben. Here picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called, known as Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar, 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 Bamidbar. Numbers chapter 16, the years of wandering. Second item, the gainsaying of Korah, the gainsaying of Korach. Now Korah, Korach, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Lewi, and Datan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Pelet, sons of Reuben, took, man, Vayikach, Korach, and Korah took, and they rose up before Moshe with certain of the Bnei Yisrael, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moshe and against Aharon, and said to them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the aggregation are holy, every one of them, and the Yahweh is among them. Wherefore then lift ye y'all up yourselves above the congregation, the aggregation of the Yahweh, the Yahweh, the Yahweh, the Yahweh, the Yahweh, the Yahweh, the Yahweh. And when Moshe heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spake to Korach, 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 and to all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Yahweh will shew who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him, even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near to him. This do. Take
you senses Korah and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense, Aishin, in them, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Yahweh doth choose, he shall be holy,
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 holy.
Ye take too much upon you, you, you,
you.
Ye sons of Levi, y'all sons of Levi. And Moshe said to Korah, hear, I pray you, ye, y'all sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing, a small thing to you, that the Elohe Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael, hath separated you from the aggregation of Yisrael to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Yahweh and to stand before the congregation, the aggregation, to minister to them. And he hath brought thee eye near to him, and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, the sons of Levi, with thee eye. And seek ye, y'all, the kahuna, the knet, the priesthood also, for which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Yahweh. And what is Aharon that ye, that y'all murmur against him? And Moshe sent to call Datan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, we will not come up, 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 up. Is it a small thing, a small thing, small thing that thou hast brought us up out of a land that, a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of a land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us? To kill in the midbar, in the wilderness, except thou, I, make thyself altogether a prince over, 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 over. Hear, 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 Shema, Shema, Israel, give ear, Rastafari, give ear, and hear, 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 the Shani, hear the Shani, Aliyah, 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 the second Aliyah for this Shabbat, Korach, Senbet, Korei, the Shani Aliyah, here picking up at verse 14. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Numbers, Sefer Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 16, here at verse 14 for the Sheni Aliyah. Aflo illa eretza zabat chalab u. Debash ha bi o tanu wa titen lanu nachlata sade wa karem ha aine ha anashim ha hem te Na ker lo, na ele, lo,
lo,
na ele,
na ele,
na
ele,
na
ele,
na
ele,
na
ele,
na
ele,
na ele. Here for the Shani, second Aliyah for this Shabbat Korah. Here picking up fourth book of Moses, Numbers chapter 16, verse 14. Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey. A land that floweth with chalav u'dabash, milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards and vineyards and vineyards and vineyards and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. Lo, na ille,
na ille,
na ille,
na ille,
na ille. Lo, na ille. We would not Aliyah up. And Moshe was very wroth and said to the Yahweh, respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. Moses said to Korah, be thou and all thy company, listen to Yahuwah before Jehovah, thou, I, and they, and Aharon tomorrow, and take every man his censer, and put incense in them, and bring ye y'all lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah, every man his censer. 250 censers, thou, the I also, and Aharon, each of you, his censer. And they took every man his censer and put fire in them, and laid incense, aishens, thereon, and stood in the door, the petach, of the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, with Moshe where Aharon and Korach gathered all the congregation against them to the petach of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and the kabodiyah, and the glory of Jehovah appeared to all the congregation. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Oh,
worry, stop from idle and read up your Bible. Stop from idle and read up your Bible. And you will get sensible. Sing it, say that, and you will get sensible. Man, he said you lose respect. You lose respect. You lose respect unto Jah. Him a go strike you with the lightning and thunder. Man, him a go strike you with the lightning and thunder. He said you lose respect. You lose respect. You lose respect. You even make God beg. You lose respect. You lose respect. Yeah, the Lord God so loved the world that he gave unto I and his son. And whosoever believe in his son shall live it unto I and I and shall never burn like a piece of paper and a melt like the wax that melts in the presence of the fire. Said you lose respect. You lose respect. You lose respect unto Jah. You lose respect. You lose respect. You lose respect unto Jah. Him a go strike you with the lightning and yonder. Man, him a go strike you with the lightning and yonder. Me say me stop from idle and read up your Bible. Stop from idle and read up your Bible. And you will get sensible. Yeah, and I come back right to the main point. Every man got to get paid according to the work they do, I would say. Me say them lose respect. Lightning I go on them, Lord, and then the thunder I go frighten them. Lord, me say the thunder I go frighten them. Lord, because them lose respect, them lose respect, them lose respect, them lose respect. Set up from idle and read up your Bible.
I say give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and induce your holiness. The voice of Rastafari is up on the waters. The voice of Rastafari thunderous. Rastafari is up on many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
They that died in the plague were 14,700, beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed.
Yes, yes, yes. Going to expand on this, Jah Willing, a little bit more, right, within a reasonment. But it was both Rastas and Ain't Right Israelites that rebelled, like the Korach, the Korah, the crazy bald-head rebellion. See, even the idea of the crazy bald-head is not just according to the literal, the natural type, but according to the spiritual, the psycho-spiritual type. So it's both application for this Torah portion, this 38th degree of I-9 sabbatical study, both to the Ain't Right Israelites, as we touched on the Bivins. Remember Bivins, the Ebna, Yomim, or the one they call Abba Bivins, who we can say is the progenitor, so to speak, of the latter day Israelites, ISUBK, the Israeli School of Universal Practical Knowledge, circa the late 60s, 67, some will say 69, but mark it at 70 AD, that's when this, you can say the incorporation for the ones known as the ISUBK. And then from there, you know, one broken branch, in that sense, it creates many other broken branches. But there's twofold, we explained this even to some of the Chaburim, that there's a double edge to this particular Torah portion reading and feeding here. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, hear for the Korach, right, and Korah took. Now, as we build on this Torah portion right here, we get to see the app. Right? What's the app? The application. There's the application that applies to the Levites. Now, in order to keep it Levitical, when we say keeping it Levitical, what do we mean by keeping it Levitical? Keeping it Levitical is applying it to the singers and the players and the Rastafari, right, of those of the new name, precious name, new name Rastafari, keeping it Levitical, applying it to the singers and the players of instruments. Who are the singers and the players of instruments? Right, and Rastafari, the singers and players. Now, what's the difference between the priests, right? Some say every man is priest, prophet, and king. Now, that has become a kind of a traditional point of reference, especially among I and I, of that new name, precious name. But according to the teaching of His Majesty, Gita Yesus, Lord Jesus, Adoni Yeshua, right, is that perfect type, the King of Kings, we say the template of the Iritical temple, that new temple. It's when the Messiah returns, in the Negus Messiah, right, the Melech HaMoshiach returns, he will build the temple, right? Some of the Yehudi, some of the Jews look at that as a third temple. But what is the true third temple? Now we get into the Brit Chadasha. In the Brit Chadasha, a.k.a. the New Testament scriptures, we get the true type of the new temple based on even the word of the prophecy, right, and what the prophet I see. The prophet, what did the prophet see? What did the prophet hear? What did the prophet record? And how was that fulfilled in the Brit Chadasha? Right? How was that fulfilled in the Brit Chadasha? Now, these are some of the related, these are some of the basics, actually. You need to get these basics in order to have the right and the accurate interpretation. Right? What's the right and the accurate interpretation of the word, even of the word of prophecy, right? And concerning this 38th degree of I&I sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong. And Korah took, Vayikach, Korah. And Korah, what did he take? He took men, right? And according to the Peshat, the plain translation, KJV, he took men. But what did they take? They took senses. Now, what were the senses? The senses is that particular instrument, that priestly instrument. See, there's a difference between the priests, the Kohanim, and the Lewim, and the Levites. The Levites, all of the Kohanim, the priests, were Levites of the tribe of Lewi. But not all of the Levites, not all the Levites, were priests. And Aaron and his sons were the only Christians, get what we're saying here, Christian, Meshachawiyan, Messiahite, anointed ones. Who were the only anointed ones in the camp, especially Bamidbar, especially in the Midrebeda, in the wilderness? Who were they? It was Aaron and sons. So this rebellion, the rebellion right here in the Midbar, the rebellion in the wilderness is much like the later day rebellion, right? Much like the later day rebellion that we have in this wilderness of this North Country, in this wilderness of the Americas and the Caribbean. As we say, it's a twofold, right? There's a twofold app. There's a twofold application concerning the rebellion in the wilderness. So first, if we look at it, Rastafari, according to Rastafari, the Aishans, the senses, the burning of the Aishans. Who was entitled, now this is the key, to burn the Aishans? What does the burning of the Aishans really mean? What is the real symbolic and the applicative according to the text and the context of the text. What is the applicative? How is it truly and duly scripturally according to the prophecy? How is it truly applied? Because there's a lot of mishaps happen because of the misapp, the misapplication. Give us the teaching of His Majesty, because we not need and we not want no devil's philosophy. So stay tuned, brothers and sisters, here at the 38th degree of I and I sabbatical study, here for this Shabbat strong. Who the cap fit? Yeah, man. Make him wear it.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Keep the rubber dumb spinning. Let the tune of the message of speaking. Keep the rubber dumb spinning. Let the tune of the message of speaking.
Love John, listen up. John! It's our life and our salvation. So shall I fear no one.
Once I was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto street with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once I was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. So never kick us off for a while in doubt. Give to my nephew and proper man. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto streets with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Listen. Jamaica, judge of all my foolery, and of him I've got to learn. Kindness is raindrops, of which I confirm. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto streets with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Now I'm up and riding, riding in tranquility. Gain my stability from the Almighty. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto street, you know, place to see. Judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And the judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. So never kick up for a while in doubt. Give to my husband and the scatter plans. Brother man. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Once there was a wandering sheep,
Jah Jah know now. Rastafari rise again. Once was a lost soul with no place to shelter from the cold, and Jah Jah know now. Rastafari rise again. Jamaica, Georgia, for my fooling, and I've got to learn. I need the raindrops of which I confirm. Once there was a wandering sheep roaming get to street with no place to sleep, and Jah Jah know now. Rastafari rise again. Once there was a lost soul with no place to shelter from the cold, and Jah Jah know now. Rastafari rise again.
Today's daily song, we have song.
Rewind and come back, selector.
Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace, 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 peace.
Rewind and come back, selector.
Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace, peace, peace.
מזמור כ"ט, מזמור לדוד. הבו לאדוני בני אלים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום.
Shalom. For today's daily psalm, we have Psalm XXIX, Psalm 29 according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and it's themed, this psalm is themed, a storm picture, a picture of a storm, word picture, a storm picture. We have a storm picture for Psalm 29. Mizmor le David, Mizmor le David, Psalm 29. In this hymn of praise of Isis, the psalmist and I calls upon the heavenly assembly,
Heavenly Assembly to acknowledge the royal splendor of Adonai, Adonai, Jah, Rastafari. He and I, and we describe Adonai, Adonai, the Lord's devastating power as revealed in the thunderstorm, thunder God, and affirms that Ha'adon, that Adonai, exerts his awesome might on behalf of his people. Jah exerts his awesome might on behalf of Jah people. Now, in its original context, the Mizmor, Psalm 29, the psalm was a bold polemic against the Canaanite and the Canaanitish storm god Baal. Baal. Right? Baal. Baal or Baal Baal. Against the Canaanite husbandman god. The Canaanite storm god Baal. For it affirms, Psalm 29 affirms that Adonai, that Jah is the real king, the real Negus, the real Melech, the real king, Melech HaOlam, who controls the elements, the elementals of the storm, because he is over the nature, he created the nature of the Most High. So the psalm affirms that Jah, that Yahweh, Yahuwah, is the real Melech, the real king, not Baal, not the Canaanites, not the Kana'anu Anu, the Canaanites' storm god that was named Baal, the Canaanite husbandman god that was known as the storm god. But this affirms that the true power, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the real king, even the King of Kings, control the elements of the storms, contrary to the heathenish and the Canaanitish, and we can say even the Gentile and the belief of many different nations in their particular God or Elohim constructs, as it were. So this is a groundation right here. It's a thrilling description of a storm, a verbal symphony in which the shattering peals of thunder reverberating round the hills, round and round the hills, are reproduced in word, sound, and power, in words with realistic effect. The Hebrew poet, however, could not just rest satisfied with a word picture. So what we have here is a word picture. Learn to read the sign language, Chaburim. He was not just satisfied. He could not just rest satisfied with a word picture. His spiritual, we'd say religious, the Hebraic genius induced him to interpret the thunderclaps as the majestic voice of Hashem, as the majestic voice, the voice of majesty, the majestic voice of Jah. The psalm, the Mizmor here, is induced, Slika, is included. It's induced with power, my brothers and sisters. But the psalm is also included in the Sabbath liturgy, the Sabbath liturgy, the Kedase, the Kiddush, or the Kiddush, as were the Kedase, the liturgy, the Sabbath, the sabbatical liturgy, this particular psalm. Now, according to the Talmud, the ancient teaching, right, Barakot 29a, the seven Sabbath benedictions, bena, good, diction, word, diction, word, sound, bena, bone, bueno, bena, diction, the seven Sabbath good words or baraka or blessings, the seven Sabbath and sabbatical benedictions, they correspond to the seven voices of Yahuwah, the seven voices of Jehovah, the seven voices of Jah contained in this Mizmor in Mizmor 29. Furthermore, the closing note is a closing note of shalom, of peace. The closing note of peace coming at the end and the fulfillment of a poem of the storm is peculiarly apt and appropriate for the day of rest, for the Yom HaShabbat, the day of rest, which induces a spirit of calm, a spirit of calm after the storm of everyday life, after the storm of everyday life and everyday conflict and the everyday struggle. So we have a storm picture. Psalm XXIX, Psalm 29. Psalm 29. So let's take a quick hear, according to the KJV right here. Let's look at the KJV and listen, and then go through a little breakdown and build on a storm picture, on this word picture of a storm.
I was taken away by the spirit, where I know them angels with golden standing. Words with safety, words like lightning, yeah. And those who heard them was the bright in the air.
Heaven bound
to
the air.
Of glory. They have my ministers, my fellow rats. After this I looked, behold, a door was opened in the heaven. And the first voice I heard was the voice of a trumpet saying, come up, so I should show you things which must appear after. Behold, a throne was in the heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he that sat on the throne was to look upon. But majestic, even a rainbow was above the throne, all clothed in white remnants, wearing crowns of wood. And out of this throne proceeded lightning and thunder, and the voice was the voice of Jah, saying, gather all my people, gather.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
So right here we have today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Psalm 29. Shalom, Chabarim, shalom. This is Yadin right here. I'd like to share right here because in that intro there points out the significance and the usage of today's daily psalm, Psalm 29. A psalm picture is one of the ways a psalm is titled and seen, a psalm picture. But here, Chabarim, Here it's connection, sabbatically speaking, with the seven voices, as well as the connection with the Ana B'Koach right here. Just a run through right here before we get into some more details on its usage with the 18 benedictions, the 18 blessings. For the weekdays, the 18 blessings, but for the Shabbat, it's the 7. And this psalm, part of the Kabbalat Shabbat, right here.
Here for the Kabbalat, the Kabbalah, Kabbalah, to receive, the welcoming, receiving, HaShabbat. Here for the Kabbalat Shabbat, the six psalms. We have the six psalms, Psalms 95 to 99 plus Psalm 29, followed by a short mystical poem known as the Ana B'Koach, Ana B'Koach. But here, just on the last part of that psalm, Psalm 29, the last of the six psalms, Mizmor LeDavid. It has special significance. In the ancient teaching, it makes a connection between the psalm and the Amidah. The Amidah, the traditional Hebraic, the standing prayer. Or rise, the standing prayer. Now, the reason is that the weekday Amidah, standing prayer, was first organized around 18 berkot, 18 blessings, 18 word sound, power invocations for prosperity and increase. And the Sabbath, the Shabbat Amidah, the sabbatical standing prayer, is organized around 7 berkot, 7 berekatot, 7 blessings, 7 word sound, power invocations for prosperity and increase. And this was to relate it to the Psalms where Exiavia, the sustainer, where Hashem, where Jah's name is mentioned 18 times. While there's the phrase that's found in the psalm, the Kol Yahuwah, the voice of Jehovah, this is used 7 times, Barakot 28b and 29a. Now, the ancient teaching also suggests that this psalm, Psalm 29, the sixth of the six psalms, like for the 6 days of the Shavuot, it contains an allusion to the order and theme of the first three Barakot, the first three blessings. Word, sound, power, invocations for prosperity and increase that is found in the standing prayer, that's found in the Amidah, according to Megillah 17 and B, the scroll 17B. Now, this psalm, its symbolic association with the weekday, right, with the 6 days, and with the Shabbat Amidah, the sabbatical standing prayer, it may explain why it was chosen to mark the transition from the weekdays, or the 1 to 6, and here to the Shabbat, to the seventh day, and why it became customary to stand, or rise to stand, while saying it. Now here, riding up right here, we have a short prayer. It's a short prayer of the mystics. It's known as the Ana B'Koach. Now this was appended to Psalm 29, some say by the Kabbalists. Now the prayer is ascribed, some say, to a second century Talmudic sage, one named Nehunya ben HaKahana, Kana. It mentions, here's the connection with Psalm 29. Because Psalm 29, we have like the seven voices. You know, if you read and study the psalm, you see the seven voices. And this is linking to even the sabbatical, 7 berkot, 7 blessings, 7 invocations of prosperity and increase. So here this Ana B'Koach, the mystic, the prayer of the mystics, it mentions 7 designations. 7 designations for the names of God, the names of Ha'ilahim, Elohim, Hashem, namely Nora, awesome one, dreaded one. So sometimes in translation, KJV will be like, he is terrible. You look at the Hebrew, Nora. He is awesome, Nora. So we have Nora, or even he is dread. He's the dreadful one. He is dreaded, Nora. So we have Nora, one of the names. Nora, awesome one, dreaded one. Gibor, we have Gibor. Gibor in the Hebrew. He who be, we be is Gibor. He is the mighty one, Gibor. He's also the Chasin, almighty. Chasin, almighty. Kadosh, set apart one, Isla one, as I and I would say, the holy one. Yahid, one and only. When it seems like the only begotten son, the only begotten, and how Yitzhak was said to be that only one, that Yahid, one and only. He is also Gaeh, exalted one, Gaeh, exalted one. And the seventh of the 7 designations for the names of Hashem, for the names of he who be, who he be, we have the 7th, Yodea Ta'alumot, Yodea, one who knows, Yodea, Yodea Ta'alumot. Ta'alumot, the inner thought, so that which is hidden. Ta'alumot, the knower of that which is hidden, brought out in translation as the knower of the inmost thought. So these designations, we say attributes, so to speak, of Yahweh, Yahweh, hey, he who be, who he be, who he be Nora. He who be, who he be is Nora. He is the awesome one. He who be, who he be is Gibor. He is the mighty one. He who be, who he be is Chasin, almighty one. He who be, who he be is Kadosh, set apart one, the Isla, the holy one. He who be, who he be is Yahid. Yahid, he's the one and the only one. He is Ga'eh. He who be, who he be is Ga'eh. Ga'eh, Ga'eh, exalted one, big up one. Ga'eh, exalted one. Yodea Ta'alumot. He who be, who he be, who he be Yodea Ta'alumot. He be the knower of the inmost thoughts. So when we get the right interpretation of the Tetragrammaton, then it makes sense why we have these attributes. Because the attributes were to bring out who he, who be, who he be, who he be, and which attributes we may be calling on. These designations are said to correspond, these seven, they correspond with the seven voices of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, that is mentioned in Psalm 29. Read over, study it. You'll find there are seven voices of he who he be, Yahuwah, the Almighty. Furthermore, this prayer right here, it contains in the Hebrew 42 words. 42, that number, 42 words that correspond to a composite name of Elohim, of the power. It's a phrase consisting of 42 letters that is said to have one time been used as a substitute, for the Tetragrammaton, for the Yahweh, Yahuwah, for the Hashem, according to Kiddushin 71a. Some say that that name and its meaning are unknown to some today. That name, what is that name that consists of 42 letters? 42 letters. So here, brothers and sisters, sister and the brothers, just going through what we just described right here, the Ana B'Koach. So why do we write up this mystical poem composition, and what is its connection with the six psalms or the 6 days of the Shavuah, namely with Psalm 29? It's because of the seven names, those seven names and the seven thunders, the seven voices of Jehovah. Here. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Tifera in glory. Tifera, Hebraically connected with Tifarai right there. But here, after the Ana B'Koach, another reflection on the seven and the seven voices found in today's daily psalm, also the Kabbalat welcoming the Sabbath, the Shabbat, the sixth of the psalm.
A joyful shout. That brings us right here after that short mystic Ana B'Koach, bringing out the seven attributes of Jehovah. Here. We have the Lekha Dodi. Come, my dear friend, Likrat Kala, to meet, Kala, the bride, Pnei Shabbat, the Sabbath presence, the Sabbath face, the presence of the Sabbath, Nikabala, make I and I receive, Nikabala, make I and I welcome. So here, that's the main chorus line, Lekha Dodi, Likrat Kala, Pnei Shabbat, Nikabala. Come, my dear friend, my lover, my friend, Dodi, Likrat Kala, to meet the bride. Panei Shabbat, the sabbatical presence, the presence of the Sabbath. Nikal Bala, make I and I welcome, make I and I receive. Just a couple of words right here, here, here. At one time, ones and ones would go outdoors. The communities, the Hebrew, Israelitish communities, Judaic communities would go outdoors to welcome the Sabbath bride. Because the context here is welcoming the Shabbat as a bride. And as we pointed out, that this is also true of the Beta Israel of Ethiopia. If you check out a book by one scholar named Wolf Leslau, he has a book called Falasha Anthology, right, where they look to the Sabbath as a bride or as a woman who intercedes with Jehovah, with Almighty, with Xavier, on behalf of her children. So the Sabbath is looked at as she. It's an interesting idea from the ancient Hebraic Judaic roots. So nowadays, most ones don't usually go outdoors. At one time, it was the tribe, the custom, right, to go outdoors to welcome the Sabbath bride. But others nowadays would turn around to face westward. They would turn and they would face westward, right, in the direction of the setting sun, which is very interesting, as we mentioned before. Many ones would say, look to the east. And yes, we look to the east, but why do we look to the east? It's not in prayer so much that we look to the east, in spite of what ones might have been taught, because if you study the pattern of the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant was always in the west of the tabernacle. We would enter into the tabernacle, into the courts, through the eastern gate. So we look to the east for the coming of Moshiach to his temple, where it says the Messiah will come to his temple. So we look to the east in the sense of the entrance for Messiah to enter into his temple. But when we are worshiping according to the pattern, as Jah told Moshe, see that you do all things according to the pattern, the Ark of the Covenant is always in the west, in the west side. It's always the west side. So we would enter in from the east. The entrance is the east, but we will be facing the west. So it's interesting that now ones and ones would turn around and face westward in the direction of the setting sun. Why? Because this signals the arrival of the Shabbat. So in turning in the direction of the setting sun, right, as the sun is going, as they say, it's going down, but as the light is going down, right, this signals the arrival of HaShabbat, even on the Friday Eve, here, here, here. So this we do while reciting, it is said by some traditions, the last stanza of the Lekha Dodi hymn, of the chant. Lekha Dodi, come, my dear friend, come, my love, come, my friend. A slight bow. There's a slight bow that's affected when saying the words in the Hebrew, Boi, Kala, Boi, speaking to a woman. If I say to a woman, Boi, 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 Boina, Boina, like come here, Boi, 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 speaking to a woman, a man would be more like Bo, right? But here, Boi, Boi, Kala, come, O bride, Boi, Kala, come, O bride. So a slight bow is affected when saying these words, Boi, come, speaking to she, Kala, come, O bride. So the personification of the Shabbat as a bride and as a queen. We find this even among the Torah observant Yehudi Jews today, as well as among the Beta Israel of Ethiopia. So the personification of the Shabbat as a bride and as a queen. And also, when we look into the Hebrew, in many places, the Hebrew brings that out as well. Both of these, they convey the imagery of beauty and radiance, testifying to the tremendous affection that Yom HaShabbat, remember man was not made for the Sabbath, but she was made for we, that the Sabbath enjoyed among Jah people. There's a midrash, a teaching, that's the basis for the idea that Jah, he mated Jah people, the people, Amo Yisrael, the people of the covenant, Jah people, with the Shabbat. This can be found in Bereshit Rabbah 11 and 9. Hence, here, the notion of a beloved bride whose arrival is eagerly awaited and joyously welcomed. Here, a little rendition of this here, Lekha Dodi, here on the dub, Stephen Marley on the Hey Baby.
Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth every one speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace, 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 peace.
I say give unto Rastafari, yo, he might give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thunderous. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
מזמור כ"ט, מזמור לדוד. הבו לאדוני בני אלים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז. הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש, כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום.
Habu la Yahua, Kabod Shemoa. Hishatahu la Yahua, Behadarata Kodesh. All Yahua, all Yahmo, Basha, 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 Basha.
Psalm 29.
Mizmor kaft 8. Mizmor kaft 8. Mizmor lida. Mizmor lida. Mizmor lida. Mizmor kaft 8. Mizmor kaft 8. Mizmor lidawid. A psalm, a chant. Mizmor lidawid of David. Habu la Yahuwah b'nei elim. Habu la Yahuwah kavod wa'oz. Ascribe, give. Habu, give y'all la Yahuwah. To he who be, who ye be, to Jehovah, B'nai Elim, O ye sons of might, B'nai Elim, Habu la Yahuwah, ascribe, give to Jehovah, Kavod, glory, wa, and oz, Kavod, wa, oz. Habu la Yahuwah, B'nai Elim, Habu la Yahuwah, Kavod, wa, oz, Habu la Yahuwah, Kavod, Shemo, Hishatachu la Yahuwah, Bihadrata Kodesh. Give, ascribe to Jehovah, to he who be, who he be, Habu la Yahuwah. Give y'all, Habu la Yahuwah. Kavod, glory, Shemo, his name. The glory due his name. Habu la Yahuwah, Kavod, Shemo. Hishatachu la Yahuwah, Bihadarata Kodesh. Worship he who be, who he be. Worship Jehovah in the beauty of holiness, of islandness. Hishtachu, worship y'all, prostrate. Hishtachu, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, Behadrata Kodesh, in the beauty, Behadrat Kodesh, of holiness, of islandness, of set apartness. Habu la Yahuwah, Kabod Shemo. Hishtachu, la Yahuwah, Behadrata Kodesh.
Kol Yahuwah Allah Hamayim El Hakabod Hiraim Yahuwah Allah Mayim Rabim. The voice of Yahuwah of Jehovah is upon the waters. Kol Yahuwah Allah Hamayim El Hakabod Hiraim. The El, the Almighty, the power, the El Hakabod of glory. El Hakabod Hiraim, thunderous. El Hakabod Hiraim, Yahuwah Almayi Rabim. Even he who be, we be, Yahuwah Almayi, upon the Mayi, up on the waters, Almayi Rabim, up upon many waters. All Yahuwah Allah Hamayi, El Hakabod Hiraim, Yahuwah Almayi Rabim. Kol Yahuwah Bakuach, Kol Yahuwah Behadar. The voice of Yahuwah of Jehovah, Kol Yahuwah Bakuach, is powerful. Bakuach, in power, is powerful. Kol Yahuwah Bakuach, Kol Yahuwah Behadar. The voice of Jehovah is full of majesty, or is in majesty. Kol Yahuwah Behadar. Kol Yahuwah Shover Razim. Why Shaver Yahuwah Eta Arze HaLebanon? The voice of Yahuwah of Jehovah breaketh the cedars. Kol Yahuwah Shover Razim. Yea, Jehovah breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. Why Shaver Yahuwah Et Arze HaLebanon? Kol Yahuwah Shover Razim. Why Shaver Yahuwah Et Arze HaLebanon? Vayar Kideim Kamoa Egel. Lebanona Wisiryona Kamoa Bena Re'emim. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Vayar Kideim Kamoa Egel. Lebanon and Syrian, Lebanon with Syrian, like Kamo, a young wild ox, Ben Re'emim, Ben Re'emim, Ben Re'emim. Wayar Kideim Kamo Egela, Lebanon with Syrian, Kamoa Ben Re'emim. All Yahuwah Chotzeva Lahvot Eish. The voice of Yahuwah of Jehovah heweth out flames of fire. Kol Yahuwah Chotzev, Chotzev, heweth lahavot, lahavot, Chotzev, lahavot, eish, flames of fire, lahavot, eish. Kol Yahuwah Chotzev, lahavot, eish. Kol Yahuwah Yachil Midbar, Yachil Yahuwah Midbar Kadesh. The voice of Yahuwah of Jehovah, Kol Yahuwah Yachil Midbar, Yachil, shaketh powerfully, Yachil Midbar, shaketh powerfully the wilderness, Yachil Yahuwah, he who be, we be, Jehovah, shaketh, Yachil Yahuwah Midbar, the wilderness Kadesh, the wilderness of Kadesh, Yahuwah, Kol Yahuwah Yachil Midbar, Yachil Yahuwah Midbar Kadesh. Kol Yahuwah Yecholela Ayalot. Vayechesefa Yearot. Uba Hekalo Kulo Omer Kabod. The voice of Jehovah, Kol Yahuwah Yecholela Ayalot, maketh the calves, Ayalot, to calf, makes the hinds to calf, makes the hinds to bring forth, to give birth. Kol Yahuwah Yecholela Yalot. Wa Yechesefa Yearot. And strippeth the forest, and strippeth the forest bare. Wa Yechesef, strippeth Yearot, Yearot, the forest. Vayechesefa Yearota. Ube Hekalo Kulo Omer Kabod. And in his temple, Uva Hekalo, Ube Hekalo, in his Hekal, Hekalo, in his temple, and in his temple, Uva Hekalo, Kulo, kulo, all, Omer, Omer, say, kulo, Omer, kavod, say, kavod, and in his temple, all say, kavod, all say, kavod. All Yahuwah yicholela yelota, vayechesefa yearota, uva hekalo kulo mer kavod. Yahuwah lamabula yashav, vayeshev Yahuwah meleka leolam. Jehovah, he who be, we be Yahuwah lamabul yashav, Yahuwah lamabul yashav. Jehovah sat enthroned, yashav, yashav. Yashab sat enthroned at the flood. Yahuwah la mabul, for the mabul, for the mabul, for the flood. Yahuwah la mabul, Yashab sat. Vayeshev Yahuwah, yea, Jehovah seateth. Vayeshev Yahuwah melech le'olam, sitteth as melech, as king, le'olam, forever, forever. Yahuwah la mabul, Yashab. Vayeshev Yahuwah melech le'olam. Yahuwah oz le'amo yitain. Yahuwah yibarek et amo bashalom. Jehovah, he who be, we be, Yahuwah oz, oz, strength, oz, oz, oz. Yahuwah oz le'amo, le for amo, for amo, for his people, yitain, give. Jehovah will give, gives strength, oz, to his people. Yahuwah oz le'amo yitain. Yahuwah yibarek, Jehovah will bless. Yahuwah yivarek et amo, bless his people. Et amo, bless amo, his people. Bashalom. Yahuwah oz le amo yitain. Yahuwah yibarek et amo bashalom.
Mizmor, mizmor kaf 8. Mizmor le David. Habu la Yahuwah b'nei Habu la Yahuwah kavod wa'oz. Habu la Yahuwah kavod shemo. Hishtachu la Yahuwah behadrata kodesh. Kol Yahuwah al hamayim. El hakavod hiraim. Yahuwah al hamayim rabim. Kol Yahuwah ba'kowach. Kol Yahuwah behadar. Kol Yahuwah shober razim. Why shaver Yahuwah et arzei ha-Lebanon? Why arkidei ma komo egela? Lebanon with Sirion komo ben remim. Kol Yahuwah chotzev alahvot eish. Kol Yahuwah yachil midbar. Yachil Yahuwah midbar kadesh. Kol Yahuwah yecholela ilota. Why yechesefa yearota. Vayechesefa ye'arota, uva hekalo kulo omer kavod. Yahuwah lamabula yashav, vayeshev Yahuwah meleka le'olam. Yahuwah oza le'amo yitain. Yahuwah yivareka et amo vashalom, 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 vashalom.
Hey, whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah, whoa, whoa, ah, whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah, hey. Oh, children of Israel, worry there. Killing one another in the court, destroying your future for the least. No one cares, showing no remorse for ages and ages of the brainwash, distracting the people from the truth. The real death is to survive and stay alive in a world where there's no love for the youth. It's said, it's said, it's said, but the fire has gone red. It's said, it's said, it's said. But if we only stick together, the fire can't break us. No. Hey, in the seat of Jacob. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
100 years of slavery and they still don't care. Thought they would get rid of us by now, but still we out there. Fire can't break us, no. Hey, if the seeds of Jacob grow, yeah, yeah. He said, but the fire has a better. He said, but if we only stick together, the fire can't break us. Yeah. Oh, children of Israel, war is hell. While killing one another in the course, destroying your future for the least. No one cares, showing no remorse for ages and ages of the brainwash, distracting the people from the truth. The real sense is to survive and stay alive. In a world where there's no love for the youth, he said, but the fire has gone red. He said, but if we only stick together, the fire can't break us.
Bless his people with peace, 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 peace.
Mizmor Kaftet, Mizmor Le David. Havu l'Adonai bene Elim, Havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz, Havu l'Adonai kevod shemo, Yishtahavu l'Adonai behadrat kodesh. Kol Adonai al hamayim el hakavod hirim, Adonai al mayim rabim. Kol Adonai bakkoah, Kol Adonai behadar, Kol Adonai shover arazim, vayishaber Adonai et arze hal Lebanon, vayyarkidem kemo egel, Lebanon vesirion. כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש. כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו, ושלום, 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 ושלום.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, For with stammering lips, with stammering lips, with stammering lips, with stammering lips.
Shema Yisrael, hear today's daily psalm. Midrash on Mizmor Kaf 8. Mizmor Kaf 8, Psalm 29. Mizmor Le David. Havu La Yahuwah B'nei Elim. Havu La Yahuwah Kavod Wa'oz. A psalm of David. Lay it upon the Lord. O ye, O y'all, B'nei Elim. Havu La Yahuwah B'nei Elim. This verse is to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Ezekiel 34, verse 22, where it reads, "Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey." Hear, Yechezkel, Yechezekiel. Here, Ezekiel 34, verse 22. V'ho'shi'ati li'oni v'lo tihyena od la'uz. Therefore will I save my flock. V'ho'shi'ati li'oni, and they shall no more be a prey. V'lo tihyena od la'uz. What more am I to do for them? Ask Ha'el, the true good, the true God. Ask Elohim, make my servant David feed them. As is said even in the next verse of Yechezkel, Ezekiel 34, verse 23. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David, even my servant David. Vahikimoti lehem ro'eh echad v'ra'aha etehenna eita avdi David hu yireh otam v'hu yihyeh lahenna li'ro'eh. David answered, "Thou, the I, art the deliverer, the I liverer. Be thou also the shepherd." Hear, as is written in Mizmor Kaf 8. Here, in Psalm 28, Hebraically, verse 9, where it reads, "Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and carry them forever. Carry them for ever."
Hoshea et amicha, ua vareka et nachlateka, u re'em, wi nasem ada ha'olam. Save thy people, Hoshea. Eta ameka, and bless thine inheritance. Ua varek eta nachilateka, and tend them. Ua ur aim, tend them, shepherd them. Ur aim, with nasaim, ad haolam, and carry them. With nasaim, ad haolam, and carry them forever. Carry them for ever.
Hakadosh baruch hu. The Holy One, blessed be He, ask, "Do I hold them back from salvation that thou sayest to me,
Hoshea, eta ameka, save thy people. Do I hold them back from salvation that thou sayest to me, Hoshea, eta ameka.
I do not hold them back. They hold themselves back." Then David said, "Lay it upon the Lord, O ye, O y'all, B'nai Elim." Now, what can David have meant by the words B'nai Elim, except, "O ye sons, B'nai, who act as if you were dumb, Elim, and deaf, ye y'all, who have the right to talk back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. Not only do y'all not talk back to Him, but in order to hallow, to set apart, to sanctify Shemo, to sanctify, set apart, eilify His name, ye, y'all endure the yoke of nations, the yoke of the Goyim, the yoke of the hostile nations, nationalities, international community. So also, Isaiah said, even in Isaiah 47 and 19, "Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent?
Who is blind as he that is wholehearted and blind as the Lord's servant?
Slicha, na, suna. Here, Yeshayahu, Isaiah 42 and 19, that reads, who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is wholehearted and blind as the Lord's servant? Mi verakiyim avdi v'charesha k'malachia eshlach. Mi verakiyim shulam v'verakiyavdi Yahuwah. Who is blind but my servant? Mi verakiyim avdi, or deaf v'charesh as my messenger k'malachi that I sent eshlach. Who is blind as he that is wholehearted? Mi yivera ki mishulam, and blind as Jehovah's servant, wi yivera k'eved Yahuwah. The same thought is implied in the verse, Abraham called the name of the place Adonai Jireh, Adonai Yireh, Yireh, Yahuwah Yireh. Here, Bereshith, Genesis 22, verse 14.
Vayikra Avraham Shem Hamakom Hahu, Yahuwah Yireh, Adonai Yireh. And Abraham called, Vayikra Avraham, the name of that place, Shem Hamakom Hahu, Adonai Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, Yahuwah Yireh, Yahuwah Yireh. For what can Abraham have meant by Adonai Jireh, Adonai Jireh, Yahuwah Yireh, Jehovah Jireh, except, O Lord Adonai, note that I have the right to talk back to thee, to the I. In days gone by, thou didst say to me, say to I, even in Bereshith, Genesis 21 and 12, it is through Isaac, Yitzhak, that thy name shall be carried on.
Ki v'Yitzhak yikare leka zara,
for in Isaac, ki v'Yitzhak, shall seed be called to thee, to the eye,
yikare leka zara.
Or it is through Isaac Yitzhak, ki be Yitzhak, that thy name shall be carried on, yikare leka zara. Yet now, thou sayest to me, according to Bereshith, Genesis 22 and 2, take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest.
Bereshith chaf beit, Genesis 22, verse 2. Vayomer kach na eta binka eta yechideka.
And he said,
Vayomer kach, take kach na, take now kach na eta binka eta yechideka, take now thine son kach na eta binka, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Isaac, et yechideka asher ahavta et Yitzchak.
Abraham asked Elohim, which of my sons? And Elohim had answered, thine only son, et yechideka, thine only son. Abraham said to Elohim, this one is an only son to Imo, to his mother, and that one is an only son to Imo, to his mother. And Ha'el, the true God Elohim, had answered, Thy son, Eta Binka, whom thou lovest, Asher Ahavta, thy son, Binka, whom thou lovest, Asher Ahavta. Then Abraham had said, I love them both. I love both of them.
when thou saidest, take now, take now, kach na, Yitzhak, take now, Isaac, should I not have talked back to thee, recalling thy words, according to Bereshith, according to Genesis 17, verse 21, my covenant will I establish with Isaac. Ve'eta briti akim eta Yitzhak, but my covenant ve'et briti will I establish with Isaac, akim eta Yitzhak. And should I not have said, what of the covenant, what of the brit? But since I had the right to talk back to thee, to the eye, but did not talk back to thee, therefore, when my children fall into the hands of chet, ha-chet, chatiyat, sin, unkeri, forfeiture, lack, on their behalf, recall this hour, recall this hour. Hence, here it is said, lay it upon the Lord. O ye sons who act as if y'all are dumb, b'nei elim. Havu la Yahuwah b'nei elim. Lay it upon Jehovah. Havu la Yahuwah. O y'all sons who act as if ye are dumb, as if y'all are dumb. B'nei elim. Another reading of b'nei elim is, O y'all sons of the mighty. B'nei elim. O y'all sons of the mighty, as in the verse from Ezekiel, Yechezekel, Ezekiel 17, 13, Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 13, the verse that reads, the mighty El of the land he took away. Ve'eta ele ha'aret lakach, and the mighty, we'et ele, we'et ele, and the mighty ha'aret of the land, lakach, he took away. Ve'et ele ha'aret lakach. And the mighty, the ele ha'aret, the mighty of the land, he took away, lakach. Another reading of B'nai Elim is, O ye children of those who were ready to be sacrificed like rams, like Elim. Elim, like rams. Abraham said, I am ready to sacrifice. And Yitzhak and Isaac replied, I am ready to be sacrificed. Sacrifice.
Open up your heart, open up your mind. Open up your heart, you'll be sure to find. Yahire, he'll sure enough make a way. Yahire, he'll provide a better day. Not yourself over what is small. Oh, he's the great father, he's father to us all. He hears your every cry, yes he does. And he knows your every desire, yeah. He never suffers the righteous to hunger, and you won't be ashamed if you trust him. Yahire, he'll show up to make a way. Yahire, he'll provide a better day. Yahire.
take care of itself, don't be anxious. Birds of the air, they know they're gonna eat. God provide for them, they don't have to worry.
He rises just to show you that he loves you. He rises just to show you that he cares for you.
Open up your heart, open up your
open
mind.
Open up your mind.
Open up your heart, you'll be sure,
you'll
to,
be
find.
Sure to find. Yeah, he reigns.
Yeah, he
will show up, make a way. Yeah, he reigns.
Yeah,
he reigns. Suffers the righteous to hunger. Lead me beside still waters. Even in the presence of my enemies. Blessings, so many blessings. Even in the shadow of death, I will not fear.
Yes, yes, yes. Yah Yireh. Jehovah Jireh. Yahuwah Yireh. Right there, that was Queen Makeda with Yah Yireh. Jah provides, he'll see to it. Right there. Yes, I check out Queen Makeda on the YouTube, also social media, some great tunes there in the Hebrew. Here, picking up more. Here, the section going to Shemona Esrei, 18 benedictions in today's daily song.
Ascribe to the Lord, Yod Hey Wah Hey, the glory due to his name. Ascribe to the Lord, Yod Hey Wah Hey, the glory due to his name. Ascribe to the Lord, Yod Hey Wah Hey, the glory due to his name. Havu la Yahuwah kavod shemo. Ascribe to Jehovah the glory, the kavod due to his name, the kavod shemo. Havu la Yahuwah kavod shemo. That is, whenever I breathe his ineffable name, Yod-Heh, Wah-Heh, Yahuwah, Yahweh, ye y'all are to ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Havu la Yahuwah Kavod Shemo, Havu Layahua Kavod Shemo. As Moses said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 32:3, when I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe your greatness to our God, ascribe your greatness to Eloheinu. Ki Shem Yahuwah Ekra, Havu Godel Leloheinu. For I will proclaim the name of he who be who he be. Ki Shem Yahuwah Ekra. Ascribe y'all Havu greatness to our Elohim. Havu Godel Leloheinu. Godel Le Eloheinu. Godel Leloheinu. Ascribe y'all greatness to our, to I and I Elohim. That is, offer prayers to Elohim. Moshe, upon being asked, whence do we know how many prayers we are to offer? Answered, mark how many times the ineffable name, the Hashem, occurs in this mizmor, in this psalm, in this chant, in this intonation. Mark how many times Hashem, the ineffable name, occurs in this mizmor. Told, 18 times Moses answered.
You must offer 18 benedictions, 18 barakas, 18 blessings, 18 benedictions. Hence, it is said, the glory due to his name. Kavod Shemo, Kavod Shemo, the glory, the Kavod, due to Shemo, the Kavod Shemo. And hence here, also the preceding verse conjoins glory and strength. Kavod va'oz, Kavod va'oz, glory and strength. Elohim's glory, Kavod, is to be mentioned as many times as his strength is. That is, as many times as Shemo, his name, is repeated in this Mizmor, in this psalm, in this chant, in this Isis. Even today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Kaf 8, Psalm 29, Psalm XXIX. Asked, whence do we know where to begin? From where do we know where to begin? Moses answered, mark the beginning of the Mizmor, mark the beginning of the psalm. Ascribe to the Lord, O ye sons of the mighty. Havu la Yahuwah b'nei Elim. Ascribe to Jehovah, O ye sons, O your sons of the mighty. Havu la Yahuwah b'nei Elim. That is, sons of Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So, you must say in the first bracha, in the first benediction, quote, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And in the authorized prayer books, the Siddur, it reads, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Elohei Avoteinu, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov. And as in the second occurrence of the Hashem, of the ineffable name, it is said, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Havu la Yahuwah kavod wa'oz. Ascribe to he who be, who he be, to Jehovah. Havu la Yahuwah kavod wa'oz. Glory, kavod wa'oz, and strength. Kavod wa'oz. So you must ascribe to him glory and strength, kavod wa'oz, with blessed art thou, Baruch atah, blessed art thou who quickenest the dead. Baruch atah Yahuwah mechayi hametim. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Hashem, who resuscitates, revives, resurrects the dead. Mechayi ha-meitim. And in the third occurrence of the Hashem, of the ineffable name, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, it is said, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. The glory due to his name. Habu la-Yahuwah, kavod shemo. So you must bless him with, blessed art thou, Baruch atah, the holy God. Baruch atah Yahuwah ha'el ha'kadosh. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Hashem. Ha'el ha'kadosh. Blessed art thou, ha'el ha'kadosh, the holy God. Ha'el ha'kadosh. Ha'el ha'kadosh. Next, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hi shetachu la Yahuwah b'hadrata kodesh. Worship he who be, who he be. Worship Hashem. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hi shetachu la Yahuwah b'hadrata kodesh. That is, worship the Lord who gives knowledge to the holy,
4, according to Mashal, Mishle, Shlomo, according to Proverbs 9 and 10, the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The knowledge of the holy, the Ayla, is understanding. V'da'ata kedoshim bina, and the knowledge with da'at, and the knowledge of the All Holy is understanding. V'da'ata kedoshim bina. This calls for the baraka. Blessed art thou, the I, gracious giver of knowledge. This calls for Baruch Ata Yahuwah Chonein Hada'at. Blessed art thou, the I, Hashem. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Chonein Hada'at. Chonein Hada'at. Blessed art thou, gracious giver of Da'at, of Hada'at, of knowledge of the knowledge. Next, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. Kol Yahuwah Al Mayim Al Hamayim. Kol Yahuwah Al Hamayim. The voice of Jehovah. Kol Yahuwah. The voice of He who be, who He be. Al Hamayim. Upon Hamayim. Al Hamayim. Is up on the waters. That is upon Teshuvah. Upon repentance. That is likened to water. In the verse, in repentance, they poured out their hearts before the Lord like water. In repentance, they poured out their hearts before the Lord like water. Hear, hear, hear. 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 7 and 6. Vayikavu ha mitzapatach. Vayayisha avu amayim. Vayayisha pechu lifnei Yehovah. And they gathered together to Mizpah. Vaya yikavetzu ha mitzapatah. And drew water. Vaya yishavu mayim. And poured it out before Jehovah. Vaya yishapeku lifnei Yahuwah. This calls for the benediction, the baraka. Blessed art thou, the I, who delightest in repentance. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Ha Rotzeh Bi Teshuvah. Blessed art thou, the I, he who be, who he be, who desires, who delightest in Teshuvah, delightest in repentance. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Ha Rotzeh Bi Teshuvah. Next, the Lord is upon the many waters. Even here, 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 from today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf 8, Psalm 29, here, verse 3, Yahuwah Al Mayim Rabim. Jehovah, he who be, who he be, is upon the many waters. Yahuwah Al Mayim Rabim. That is, thou art a God, a El, who pardoneth iniquity. Thou, the I, wilt cast all their sins, their uckeries, into the depths of the sea. Even here, 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 from Micah, Micah chapter 7, verse 18a and verse 19. Mi el kamoka nose avona ve'overa al pesha, lisherita nachlato, lo hechezika la'adapo, ki yachafeitza chesedhu. Who is a El, true God, like to the I, Mi El Kamoka, that pardoneth the iniquity, Nose Ahona, and passeth by the transgression, the Overa Al Pesha, of the remnant of his heritage, Lisherita Nachlato, he retaineth not his anger forever, Lo He Chezika La Adapo, because he delighteth in mercy. Ki chafetz chesed hu. Vitashlich bia mitzulot yam kolahat otam. And thou, the I, wilt cast all their sins, their uckeries, into the depths of the sea. Vitashlicha bia mitzulot yam kolahat otam.
and thou and the eye wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. With Tashlik Bia Mitzulot Yam Kol Chatotam. And this calls for the baraka, for the benediction. Blessed art thou, the eye, who art gracious and thus abundantly pardoned. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Chanun Ha Marbe Lisaloach. Blessed art thou, the eye, O he who be who he be, who art gracious, Chanun, and who does abundantly pardon. Ha Marbe Lisaloach. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Chanun Ha Marbe Lisaloach. Next, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of Jehovah is powerful. Koli Yahuwah ba koach. The voice of he who be who he be, Kol Yahuwah, is powerful. Ba koach. That is, according to the words of Shemot of Exodus 6 and 6, I will redeem you. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm. V'gaalti etekem b'zroa netuya, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm. V'gaalti etekem b'zroa netuya. For Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim is described as, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 63 and 1, as marching in the greatness of his strength, marching in the greatness of his strength. Shoeh berov kocho, stately in the greatness of his strength. Shoeh berov kocho, marching in the greatness of his strength. Shoeh berov kocho, stately in the greatness of his strength. In the olam haba, in the zman haba, the eight haba, the gate, in the age, the Iowa, the age to come, the Zaman Nahaba. This calls for the Baraka, the benediction. Blessed art thou, the I, the Redeemer of Israel, the Redeemer of Yisrael. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Goel Yisrael. Blessed art thou, Baruch Ata Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Hashem, Redeemer of Israel, Goel, Yisrael, Redeemer of Yisrael. Next, the voice of the Lord is a great voice. The voice of Jehovah is a glorious voice. Next, here, in the four verses of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf 8, Psalm 29, Kol Yahuwah Be Hadar, Behadar, the voice of Jehovah is full of majesty. Koli Yahuwah Behadar, the voice of Jehovah is a glorious voice. The voice of Jehovah is full of majesty. Koli Yahuwah Behadar. That is to say, in healing the sick, he restores to them the glory of health. This calls for the baraka, for the benediction. Blessed art thou, Jehovah Yahweh Hashem, he who be who he be, who healest the sick of thy people Israel. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael. Blessed art thou, the I, Baruch Ata Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Hashem, Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael. Blessed art thou, Hashem, who heals the sick of his people, of Amo Yisrael, his people Yisrael, his people Israel. Next, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf 8, here at the Hey verse, the fifth verse, first part of the fifth verse, where it reads, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Koli Yahuwah Shover Erazim, the voice of Jehovah, Kol Yahuwah,
he who be who he be, shover erazim, shover erazim, breaketh the cedars. This here calls for the baraka, for the benediction. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah, who blesses the years. Baruch atah, Yahuwah, mivareg hashanim. Blessed art thou, Jehovah, he who be who he be. Blessed art thou, the I, Hashem, who mivareg hashanim. Mibarek hashanim, who blesses the years. The men who raise prices and give small measure, and the rich men who live in plenty and appear strong as cedars, such men, the Lord, Jehovah, he who be who he be, breaks to bits when he blesses his world by bringing low prices to it, thereby breaking the staff of the wicked, the staff of the ratchet. The men who raise prices and give small measure, hear the Midrash note for small measure, literally ephah, give small ephah. Ephah is a unit of dry measure. Ephah, a unit of dry measure. Hence, the verse calls for the baraka, the benediction. Baruch atah, blessed art thou, who blessest the years. Mibarek hashanim, mivarek hashanim, mibarek hashanim. Next, the voice of the Lord breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon, the cedars of Lebanon, the Vaishaber Yahuwah eta arze halvanon ye Jehovah he who be who he be breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. Vaishaber Yahuwah eta arze halvanon eta arze halbanon. That is to say, Yahuwah he who be who he be, Jehovah, breaks in pieces the wicked, the ratchet nations of the earth. The goyi haaretz, the ratchet nations, nationalities, international community of the earthly plane, the goyi haaretz, that stand high as cedars, according to Amos, Amos 2 and 9, whose height is like the height of the cedars. The ratchet, the wicked nations, nationalities, international community of the earthly plane that stand high as cedars, whose height is like the height of the cedars. Asher kegovaha harazim gavuhu, whose height is like the height of the cedars. Asher kegovaha harazim harazim gaburu gavuhu gavuhu, whose height was like the height of the cedars. Asher, Asher, K, Gobaha, Erazi, Gabhu, Gabho, Gabho. And here the fuller verse. The Anokia, Hishamati, yet I destroyed, the Amorite before them. We Anoki, Hishamati, Eta Haemori, Mipa Nehem, whose height was like the height of the cedars. Asher kegobaha erazim gabho, and he was strong as the oaks. We chason hu ka alonim kalonim, yet I destroyed his fruit from above. Wa ashmid priyo mi ma'al, and his roots from beneath. Wi sharashayo mi tachat, and he will gather the banished from the midst of Hagoyim, from the midst of the nations and nationalities. This here calls for the baraka, calls for the benediction. Baruch atah, blessed art thou, the I, who gathers the banished of thy people Israel. Baruch atah Yahuwah, mikaveitza nidche amo Yisrael. Blessed art thou, the Yahuwah, Jehovah,
he who be who he be, who gathers in the dispersed of his people, Yisrael, mikabetz nidchei amo Yisrael. Next, the voice of the Lord heweth out flames of fire. Hear, hear, hear. Zayin verse, the seventh verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf 8, Psalm 29. Hear, hear, hear. Verse 7. Koli Yahuwah chotzev lahevot esh. The voice of Jehovah heweth out flames of fire. Koli Yahuwah chotzev lahevot esh. Lahevot, lahevot esh. Heweth out chotzeb, flames of fire, lahavot eish, lahavot, lahavot eish, flames of fire. That is, the judgments hewn out of the Lord's word, out of Jehovah's word, are like flames of fire, are like lahavot eish. For Ha'el, the true good, the true God Elohim says, even in Yeremiyahu, Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like as fire? Is not my word like as fire? Halo koh devari ka'esh. Is not my word like as fire? Halo koh devari ka'esh. Numi Yahuwah says, Jehovah, is not my word like as fire? Halo koh devari ka'esh. And also, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 66 and 16, where it reads, by fire will the Lord execute judgment. Ki va'esh Yahuwah nishpat. For by fire will Jehovah contend. Ki va'esh Yahuwah nishpat. For by fire he who be who he be will contend. By fire will Jehovah execute judgment. Ki ba'esh Yahuwah nishpat. This calls for the baraka, the benediction. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah, who lovest righteousness and judgment. Baruch atah, Yahuwah, melech ohev tzedakah u'mishpat. Blessed art thou, the I, Baruch atah, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Melech, the king, Ohev, who loves tzedakah, righteousness, u'mishpat, and judgment. Baruch atah, Yahuwah, Melech Ohev, tzedakah, u'mishpat. Next, the voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. Hear, hear, hear. The eighth verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf 8, Psalm 29. The eighth part of the verse that reads, the voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. Koli Yahuwah yachil midbar. The voice of Jehovah, of he who be who he be, shaketh the wilderness. Kol Yahuwah yachil midbar. Koli Yahuwah yachil midbar. That is, as the midbar, as the wilderness is barren, so wicked rishaim, wicked ratchet men are barren. So barren in good deeds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, shakes them to pieces. This calls for the baraka, for the benediction. Baruch atah, blessed art thou, the I, who breakest the enemies and humblest the proud. Baruch atah, Yahuwah, shover oivim u'amachnia zedim. Blessed art thou, the I, Baruch atah, Yahuwah, O he who be who he be, who breaks enemies and humbles wanton sinners. Baruch atah, Yahuwah, shober oibim, u'amachnia zedim. Next, to the B part of the 8th verse, the Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh, of Kadesh. Jehovah shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. Yachil Yahuwah midbar Kadesh. He who be who he be shaketh. Yachil Yahuwah the wilderness of Kadesh. Midbar Kadesh. That is to say, the righteous
are in an exile that resembles the wilderness of Kadesh, that resembles the Midbar Kadesh, where there was no water for Ha'am, for the people. As scripture relates, even in Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 20, verse 1, the people abode in Kadesh. The people abode in Kadesh. Vayesheva Ha'am bit Kadesh. And the people abode in Kadesh. Vayesheva Ha'am bit Kadesh. Where, quote, there was no water. Where there was no water for the congregation, for the aggregation. Here, Bamidbar, Numbers 20, the next verse, verse 2. And there was no water for the congregation. The lo haya mayim la edah. And there was no water for the congregation. With lo haya mayim la edah. And where water returned only because of the merit of Moshe, Aharon, and Aaron. This calls for the baraka, for the benediction. Blessed art thou, Baruch Atah, the stay and the trust of the righteous. Baruch Atah, Yahuwah, Misha'ana u Mivatacha la Tzadikim. Blessed art thou, Jehovah, he who be who he be, who is the mainstay and assurance of the righteous. Baruch Atah Yahuwah, Misha'ana u'a mi'betach la tzadikim. Next, the voice of the Lord bringeth forth hinds. Here, in the 8th verse, in the 9th verse of Mizmor Kaf 8. The voice of Jehovah, of he who be, we be, maketh the hinds to calf. Kol Yahuwah yicholel ayalot. Kol Yahuwah yicholel ayalot. The voice of Jehovah maketh the hinds to calf. The voice of Jehovah bringeth forth hinds. Deliverers, like hinds, shall be born to Israel, shall be born to Yisrael, as is said even in Song of Songs, Shir HaShari of Shlomo, and Song of Songs 2 and 9, Song of Songs 2, verse 9, the A part of the verse where it reads, my beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Domeh dodia litzviya oa li ofer ha ayalim. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young hart. Domeh dodi litzviya or li ofer ha ayalim. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young hart. He maketh my feet like hind feet. Even here in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 22, verse 34. He maketh my feet like hinds feet. Mi shave raglayo ka ayalot. Who maketh my feet like hinds. Mi shave raglayo ka ayalot. Ka ayalot. Like hinds. That's a kativ there. And here the kare. Mi shave ragli. My feet. Mi shave ragli ka ayalot. And also in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 52 and 7, where it reads, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. Mahnavu alahehareima ragleya mir avasir. How beautiful. Eilaful, how beautiful up on the mountains. Mah Nau Al Heharim are the feet of the messenger of good tidings. Raglei me basir. Raglei me basir. And here, the B part of the verse, the voice of the Lord, the voice of Jehovah Koli Yahuwah, strippeth the forest bare. Vayechashef
Ye'arot. Vayechesef, 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 ye'arot. And strippeth the forest be it. Vayechesef, ye'arot. The Lord, Jehovah, will strip the goyi ha'aretz, the nations, the Gentiles of the earth, the hostile nations, nationalities of the earthly plane, who are like forests in their might. For it is said, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 10:34, the Lord of hosts, Yahuwah Tzavaot, will cut down the thickets of the forest with iron. V'nik'afa sivakei. And he shall cut down the thickets of the forest with iron. Ve'nikafa sibakei hayyara babarzel. Yahweh Tzavaot, Jehovah of hosts of armies, will cut down the thickets of the forest with iron. With iron. Ve'nikaf sibakei hayyara babarzel. With iron, babarzel, 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 babarzel,
and
Uve hekalo kulo mer kavod, and in his hekal be hekalo. All say, shall speak, kulo mer kavod. All speak of his glory, all say kavod. Once HaMashiach comes and punishes the Rachi Goye Haaretz, nationalities, nations, international community, Hekalo, the temple, his temple will be rebuilt forthwith. Hence here the Baraka, Baruch Atah. Bone Yerushalayim, the builder of Yerushalayim, Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Bone Yerushalayim. Blessed art thou, the I, O he who be, who he be, Hashem, Bone Yerushalayim, the builder of Yerushalayim. Binyana Yerushalayim, rebuilding Jerusalem. With Li Yerushalayim, Irka birachmim tashub, and to Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, your city, may the eye, return in compassion. We tishkona b'tokaha ka'asher dibarta, and may the eye rest within it, within her, as the eye, as you have spoken. Uvneotaha bi karoba bi yamenu binyana olam. May you, the eye, rebuild it soon in our days as an eternal structure, an eternal structure. Vikise Dawida mehera mle tokaha takin. And may the eye speedily establish the throne of David, within it, within her. Baruch atah Yahuwah, bonei Yerushalayim. Blessed are the eye, O he who be, who he be, the builder of Yerushalayim, who buildest Jerusalem. Baruch atah Yahuwah, bonei Yerushalayim. In another comment, the verse is read, the voice of the Lord shaketh terebinth, ayalot, terebinth. Koli Yahuwah ye cholel ayalot. The voice of Jehovah shaketh terebinth, ayalot. The commentator here, Midrash note right here, the commentator arrives at this reading, the voice of Jehovah bringeth forth hinds, by taking ayalot, ayalot, hinds, in another of its meaning, terebinth. Terebinths, strong trees, oak trees, terebinths, ayalot. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, gives voice, terebinths, ayalot, in the forest are shaken. Ayalot, when vocalized, ayalot, it means trees such as terebinth or the oak tree. So the verse
may be read, Oli Yahuwah Yeholel Eilot, Yeholel Eilot, Eilot, shaketh the trees, the terebinths, the oak trees. What follows in the verse is read, the voice of Jehovah maketh the white of the trees appear. Yechisof, Yechisof, why Yechisofa Yearot, Yearot. The voice of he who be, who he be, maketh the white of the trees to appear. Yechisof, Yechisof, in the B part of the 8th, the 9th verse. That is to say that Jehovah makes the leaves of the trees fall, then dries the trees and make them shed their bark. Hear, hear, hear. Yechisof, Yechisof comes from the same stem as Ma'chisof. In the verse in Bereshit in Genesis, Genesis 30, verse 37, where it reads, Ya'ikol, Jacob, made the white appeared. Ma'chisof, that was in the rods. Levanota ma'chisofa ha'lavan asher ala ha'maklot, making the white appear, which was in the rods. Levanot ma'chisof ha'lavan asher al ha'maklot. Next, the Lord sitteth above the water flood. Hear, hear, hear. The 10th verse, the Yod verse of Mizmor Kaf 8 of Psalm 29. Jehovah, he who be, who he be, sat enthroned at the flood. Yahuwah, la mabul yashav. Jehovah sat enthroned at the flood. Jehovah sitteth above the water flood. Yahuwah, la mabul yashav. That is, when Jehovah sat down during the deluge, the deluge, during the flood, to judge Harasha, the ratchet, the Rishaim, the ratchet ones, he hearkened to the prayers of those who came into Noah, Noah's ark. As is said even in Bereshit in Genesis 8 and 1, God remembered Noah and every living thing, and the waters assuaged. Vayizkor Elohim et Noach, ve'et kol ha'chaya, ve'et kol ha'behema, asher ito bateva, vayaver Elohim ruach al ha'aretz, vayashoku ha'mayim, and Elohim remembered Noach, Noah, and every living thing, and all the cattle that were with him in the ark, bateva, bateva, and Elohim made a wind to pass over the earth, the earthly plain, and the waters assuaged. Vayashoku hamayi. Hence, hear, 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 the bracha. Hence the benediction, Baruch Ata, blessed art thou, the I, who hearkenest to prayer. Baruch Ata, blessed art thou, the I, he who be, who he be, who hearkenest to prayer. And hear, hear, hear the Kabbalata Tefillah. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Shomea Tefillah. Blessed art thou, the I, O he who be, who he be, who hears prayer. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Shomea Tefillah. Next, the Lord remaineth a king forever. The B part of the Yod verse, the 10th verse, that reads, the Lord remaineth a king forever. Yea, the Lord, Jehovah, sitteth as king forever. Vayeshev Yahuwah Melecha Le'olam. Jehovah, he who be, who he be, sitteth as king forever. Vayeshev Yahuwah Melecha Le'olam. That is, calm by Noah, Noah's offering. Jehovah had pity upon the earth, upon the earthly plane, as is said even in Bereshit in Genesis 8, verse 21. Jehovah smelled the sweet savor and said, not again will I cuss, I curse the ground. Not again will I curse the ground. Vayarach Yahuwah et ha-reyach. Ha nichoach
ויאמר יהוה אל ליבו ולא אסיפה לקלל עוד את האדם בעבור האדם כי היצר לב האדם רע מן אורי ולא אסיפה עוד להכות את כל חי כאשר עשיתי. And Jehovah smelled the sweet savor, and Jehovah said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of Adam, of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. Vayarach Yahuwah et ha-reyach ha-nichoch. Vayomer Yahuwah el libo. Lo asifa lik alel la'oda et ha-edam ba'ebur ha-adam. And Jehovah smelt the sweet savor, and Jehovah said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. Lo osifa lik alel od et ha'adam by evor ha'adam. And this here calls for the benediction, the baraka, baruch ata, blessed art thou. For thee, the I alone, all one, we worship in reverence. And here, a midrash note. Current editions of the Siddur, the prayer book, they read, Baruch Ata, blessed art thou, O Lord, who restorest thy divine presence to Zion, Baruch Ata Yahuwah ha-machzir shekinato li-Zion. Blessed art thou, Jehovah, he who be, we be, Hashem, who restores his presence to Zion. Ha machzir shekinato litzion. And next, the Lord gives strength to his people. Yahuwah oz le'amo yitain. Jehovah, he who be, we be, gives strength to his people. Yahuwah oz le'amo yitain. That is, he gives the goodly strength of Torah, of that Ha'Elohim, the true God, said, even in the Mashal and Mishle Shlomo, in Proverbs 4 and 2, I give you good doctrine, forsake ye all not my law, my Torah. Ki elekach tov natati lachem, torati ala ta'ezovu, for I give you good doctrine. Ki elekach tov natati lachem, forsake y'all not my teaching. Torati, my Torah, torati, alata zobu, forsake y'all not, torati, my Torah. This calls for the baraka, the benediction. Baruch Ata, blessed art thou, whose name is all good, and to whom it is becoming to give thanks. Yangfu Eyes is Baruch Ata, whose name is all good, and to whom it is becoming to give thanks. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Hatov Shimka Uleka Nae Lehodot. Blessed art the I, Baruch Ata Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Hashem. Hatov Shimka Uleka Nae Lehodot. Your name is the Beneficent One. Thy name is all good, the Beneficent One. Hatov Shimka. And to you and to the eye, Uleka Nae Lehodot. It is fitting to give thanks to the I, male. Uleka nae lehodot. Baruch Ata, blessed art the I, O Jehovah, whose name is all good, the Beneficent One. Hatov, 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 hatov. And to whom it is becoming to give thanks, Yangfu Aizes. Uleka nae lehodot. And finally, the Lord blesses his people with peace. And finally, the Lord blesses his people with peace. Yahuwah yevarecha et ha'amo v'shalom.
Jehovah will bless Amo, his people, with peace. Yahweh Yibarek et Amo Bashalom. Hear, hear, hear. 11th verse of today's daily psalm. This calls for the baraka, the benediction. Baruch Ata, blessed art thou, the I, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, who maketh peace, who maketh shalom. Baruch Ata, Yahuwah, ha mevarek eta amo Yisrael bashalom. Blessed art the I, Baruch Ata, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Hashem, who blesses his people, Yisrael, with peace. Ha me barek et amo Yisrael bashalom. Shalom, 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 shalom. Baruch ata Adonai.
Shalom!
Rastafari.
Shalom!
Rastafari.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia.
The home places is do what
my Lord, open my lips and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one? And who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name, for you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved, for you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds, for you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord our God, this year and all the varieties that is produced for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never seen, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your right hand. Do it for the sake of your Torah. Do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. 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 In your Torah.